Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
John Allen's out for the year. It was wild. I don't know if you heard it. He was on the Junkies this morning driving to his surgery. I want to debunk something off the top here.
Mm-hmm.
There's this notion that maybe they'll be better. They won't. On the super simplest terms, you
where'd that notion come from?
Stupid Twitter. I don't know. Jeff, have you seen that on stupid Twitter?
I haven't been on Twitter this morning.
Okay. Good man. Losing Allen is a blow to the team, undoubtedly. One, you rotate a bunch of defensive linemen. It's one less in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Allen is a really good player, multi-pro bowler. Losing him hurts, and they already weren't stopping the run that well. Maybe it's more playing time for Mathis and Newton, but then behind them, you're probably going to a practice squatter. It's not just Allen either, B. Dorrance Armstrong, they're talking about a rib oblique thing. Remember, he came out of the Baltimore mm-hmm. game. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, you and I saw him limping in the hallway. That is three guys that have been active for you every week. All you got two edge rushers, one interior guy, but that's not good at a position that wasn't necessarily a strength anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Dan Quinn did talk about what he could get from Mathis, how Mathis helps him, and kind of what he's going to do. You look at the practice squad is probably where they're going to look immediately. And they do have a couple D tackles on there. I'm going to pull up the names.
They kept people around.
Sheldon Day.
That they feel can help them out in situations. And that's the one thing I was like constantly concerned about. Like, if injuries start to pop up, what happens?
Sheldon Day's on the practice squad. And then
Sheldon Day has experience, right?
Yes. Andre Jones Jr., rookie last year on the practice squad. Efi Obada, they activated. And F.A. can play a little inside and as an
outside
edge.
As well.
And he can help you as on the edge in run situations, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they can't continue. It's not like the season's over. This is happening around the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not good news. And don't try to warp your mind into some position that is inaccurate.
I mean, the whole thing about it is, though, if somebody get hurt, the person that's coming into play is not thinking I'm going to come in and just be a place filler. He's going to try to show himself, too. So you got to have some level of positivity out of it. You know, yes, you got a guy who's experienced who's not playing, who's not going to be playing. And based off of what we've seen, they haven't been playing the level we expect them to play. So somebody's going to have to step in here and do something. They have to scheme it up different or somebody got to play better.
We shall see. Maybe you get more out of pain. Not good news for Washington. And just on a human level for John, he's been here since what? 18, 17?
He's 6-7 years, something like that, fam?
I mean, he's been here for he was drafted in 17, first-rounder in 17. The amount of lows the organization has seen in his time, both on and off the field, I was happy for him to get to be in a winning locker room with an exciting young quarterback, and just the energy that DQ and the staff have created. And I think they took a load off John, bringing in Wagner, bringing in Luvu, having veteran, like, there wasn't this leadership burden put on John that I kind of think was like marketing driven from years past. Like that wasn't there anymore. And I think that was probably welcomed. I don't know. I hadn't talked to him about that. But
the whole thing about it, man, if you've been around a certain amount of time, you become a leader of a team. That's the way it normally works. So if you've been here the longest and you are a first-round pick, people are going to expect you to be a leader.
Dude, we talked about this. I want to be sure I'm right on this. Deron Payne this past weekend is the only first-round pick within the last 10 years. So Allen too, but then Allen got hurt. Deron Payne is the only first-round pick of the last 10 years prior to Jaden. So 23-13, still on the roster. Or that was active. Because Davis and Forbes were healthy scratches. Mm-hmm. Jahan's in Philly. Chase is in New Orleans now. Montez is in Chicago. Haskins, rest in peace. You got to go back to 18 before you had a first-rounder on the field in Deron Payne. That is... not that... teams are only consist of first-round picks, but that is astonishing just to think about. Of their last four, none of them were on the field. And those are guys on rookie deals.
Yeah.
Two healthy scratches, right, two dudes traded away.
Those things are astonishing. But, hey, the people that are here now running the team, they didn't pick all the people.
I get it.
So
I understand all that. It's just, I mean, dude, You know who was the first rounder before John Allen?
Who?
Doxson. With a D O.
He was gone quickly.
D O C T S O N.
Yeah, he was out here quick.
I mean, that's an astonishing run of futility, man. It's good God. I want to let you hear from Dan Quinn about exactly what the plan is without John Allen. Ike Reese joins us at 11. I want somebody find me action on Nick Sirianni getting fired, because it's coming. Nobody go anywhere.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.